Farming is not an easy life, and farm women can attest to that, as you'll hear today on Farm to Fork.
Hey there, it's Mike Rowe, and if you're out there getting dirty, do me a favor and remember to call or click 811 before you dig. And when I say dig, I refer to any activity requiring boring, tilling, drilling, probing, reaming, plowing, drudging, or even scoping. Anything that causes you to roll up your sleeves a little and dig in requires you to first connect with 811 so that you can avoid all those buried pipes, wires, and cables underground. To sum up, call or click 811 before you dig and visit safeexcavator.com for more information.
Farming can be a dirty job. Livestock and poultry confinement facilities are notorious for air quality. Masks or other breathing protection practices are a safety must to keep lungs free from dust, smoke, airborne chemicals, and other breathing hazards. Farm safety and health is everyone's business. This reminder is brought to you by Farm to Fork through the generous support of listeners like you across the country. Learn how you can help at NorthShoreProductions.com. Sure, men who farm face their share of challenges, but don't think for one minute that farm women are just along for the ride. That's evident from a study done by Florence Beacott, Hannah Budge, and Shoshana Inwood, published in the Journal of Agromedicine. Beacott heads the Ag Safety and Health Program at Penn State University and says feedback from farm women has been laced with a lot of tension and guilt.
There is the guilt of, why am I feeling this way? You know, I shouldn't feel sorry about myself. Or the guilt of, I feel I'm not doing enough for my children. And then also the sense of isolation, where I feel alone. Like, surely it must just be me.
Beacott says feelings of isolation were also common. Her colleague, Hannah Budge, now lives in Scotland and is a rural sociologist. She says good communication can go a long way toward coping with life on the farm.
But I think something that's really important is having those kind of honest conversations in the family household, because the farm household and farm business is so intertwined and impacts so much in terms of the productivity and even the relationships within the farm household as well.
I'll have Budge and Beacott back tomorrow with more. That's Farm to Fork. I'm Daryl Anderson.